Madam Clerk, for the final time, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Treese.
Present.
Ms. Fowler.
Here.
Ms. Wehner.
Here.
Mr. Scala.
Here.
Mr. Thomas.
Here.
Mr. Pitzer.
Here.
Ms. Peters.
I want to thank you all for joining us this evening. This is a special occasion that represents the transition of one leader to another, from one city council to another, and the continuation of not just our community, but our democracy. Mr. Thomas, would you care to join me at the podium, along with City Manager DeCarlin Seawood?
I will. Thank you.
Just in case. Yeah. I gotta make sure.
Well, good evening. I've had the opportunity to work with scores of elected officials over the last 35 years in local, state, and national government, and rarely have I seen an individual like Ian Thomas who is able to lead with his heart and still be headstrong, to know how to compromise without compromising his values, who not only talks the talk but walks it and even bikes it most days. On behalf of a grateful city council and a grateful community, Mr. Thomas, we are proud of your 9 years of service to this city council and even longer to our community, and wish you much success and happiness in your new adventures ahead. Your very intentional decision to pursue another experience, and we hope you continue to share Columbia with your new home and report back from your new home back to your old home and your old friends.
Certainly.
On behalf of the City Council, it's my privilege and duty to present this resolution of appreciation. Whereas Ian Thomas was elected council member of the 4th Ward on April 2nd, 2013, and whereas Mr. Thomas was duly reelected a council member of the 4th Ward on April 5th, 2016 and April 2nd, 2019, whereas he has ably represented his constituency and the citizens of Columbia during his tenure of office, and whereas his dedication to this office entailed many hours of extra duty in addition to the hours spent at regular and special city council sessions, and whereas Mr. Thomas did not choose to be a candidate for re-election in 2022, now therefore be it resolved that the City Council extends its heartfelt thanks to Mr. Thomas for his dedicated public service and his commitment to keeping Columbia a viable city. We wish Mr. Thomas the best in the future. Also, the Columbia Parks and Rec Department is planting a tree in honor of Ian Thomas at a park of your choosing. Okay. And I hope it grows strong and tall.
Thank you very much.
Our Parks Department, they actually made you a cutting board with recycled wood from Stephen Lakes Park.
All right. So,
would you like to say a few words?
I would, yes. Thank you. Well, this is a really nice evening, and I appreciate the appreciation. It has certainly been a pleasure for me to serve on this council for the last 9 years, and a privilege to play a decision-making role in this great institution of democracy. You'll be pleased to know that Nick and I met for coffee this afternoon, and we've agreed to a peaceful transition of power. But seriously, democracy is under attack abroad and at home, And as those who lived through World War II, like my parents, are reaching the ends of their lifespans, the democratic world is suffering a collective amnesia about the horrors of autocratic rule. Giving everyone a say in setting policy for a nation of 300 million or a city of 120,000 is a messy and complicated business. But it can also be rewarding, and the alternative is far, far worse. Unfortunately, the people of Russia have allowed a violent, irrational dictator to take control of their country. And, like Putin, the current leadership of the American Republican Party has abandoned truth and democratic values in its desire for power and control. Even here at the local level, we are not immune to the pressures to rewrite history and present an alternative reality. So I urge the new city council to speak nothing but the truth and never let political ambition overrule your allegiance to democratic principles. At the time I joined the council in 2013, I believed that white supremacy was a thing of the past and that everyone had a roughly equal opportunity to be successful in modern-day America. I want to thank Sam Robinson, Verna LaBoy, Nikki Magruder, Mike Middleton, Eduardo Crespi, Doug Hunt, Clyde Ruffin, Mary Ratliff, Tracy Wilson-Kleekamp, Steve Calloway, Dawn Zeterberg, Cheryl Price, Debbie Graham, Steve Hollis, Darren Priest, Mike Trapp, Jamie Logan, Pat Fowler, Danny Perez, Roy Lovelady, and many, many more for helping me develop a more nuanced and accurate understanding of the human race. As a primitive species, power and domination was a survival strategy. Later, during the era of the transatlantic slave trade, it became an economic development strategy, soaked in ignored injustice. Now we have political parties committed to preserving massive concentrations of wealth and power among a few oligarchs. And the only way to do that in a democracy is with a very sophisticated system of lies and deception. Most of us, I think, in this room have benefited from unearned privilege and have been guilty of turning a blind eye to injustice. We have to be resolute in acknowledging this truth and putting our shoulders to the wheel to help those who are suffering today and level the playing field for future generations. We have to commit to democracy, build up the public institutions that value everyone equally, and strive for Martin Luther King's vision of a beloved community in which, now to quote Darwin Hindman, everyone can have a satisfying life. To bring this back now to local politics and policy, we need to recognize how Colombia's system for growth and development benefits land speculators, developers, investors, bankers, and purchasers of new homes, all of whom already have more than their fair share, at the expense of black, brown, and poor residents living in our inner city and other pockets of poverty, who are the victims of injustice. We need to invest in our most struggling neighborhoods, where a sense of hopelessness often leads to violent crime. This takes a range of policy approaches, but safe and affordable housing and transportation are essential for climbing out of poverty. Sadly, the city of Colombia is currently trapped in an economic death spiral of highway expansion, annexation, and low-density sprawl development. So I call on the new city council to continue the work to try to tear up the CATSO long-range transportation plan and re-envision it, stop subsidizing growth with inadequate development impact fees, and start really investing in affordable housing, public transit, and walkability. And with the recent approval of the Sinclair Farms project, that last strategy, walkability, is a great place to focus right now. Jeff Speck wrote the rule book on how to do walkability really well. And I'd like to present each member of the council, as well as the city manager, the community development director, and the public works director with a copy of this book. Thank you all very much.
Yes, as Mayor Pro Tem, I would love to invite the mayor and Mr. Seawood to the podium, please. Well, it goes without saying, thank you, Brian Treese, for being the mayor of Columbia for the last 6 years. Brian has been my good friend for many, many, many years, and I've had the privilege of serving with him for the last six. I've served now, this will be, we're getting to the fourth mayor with Ms. Barbara Buffalo. And five city managers, including Ray Beck, who is in the audience somewhere here. And you, my friend, are among the best. First of all, our resolution of appreciation, which is signed by all of the fellow council members. This resolution states, whereas Brian Treese was elected mayor of the city of Columbia, Missouri on April 5th, 2016, and whereas Mr. Treese was duly reelected the mayor of the city of Columbia on April 2nd, 2019, and whereas he has ably represented the citizens of Columbia during his tenure of office, and whereas his dedication to this office entailed many hours of extra duty in addition to the hours spent at regular and special city council sessions, and whereas Mr. Treese did not choose to be a candidate for re-election in 2022, and now therefore be it resolved that the city council extends its heartfelt thanks to Mr. Treese for his dedicated public service and his commitment to keeping Columbia, Missouri a viable city. We wish Mr. Treese the best in the future, signed by all the members of the city council. Another distinguished plaque, which recognizes his years of service. City Council and staff of the City of Columbia, Missouri, on behalf of the citizens of Columbia, to Brian Treese, in recognition and appreciation of his dedicated and effective service on the Columbia City Council, April 2016 through April 2022, as the elected mayor presented April 18th, 2022. And one more living gift, and that is the gift of a heritage tree certificate for a tree to be planted in the park of Mr. Treese's choice. And I would invite Mr. Seawood to issue a few more gifts.
First, we have our retirement tile.
Uh-huh.
Years of service with the city.
A little bit of pension.
Yes, sir. Next, over here. So, we're in like art.
Mr. Treese, it's no secret that your commitment to public safety, and especially the members of the Columbia Professional Firefighters, has been unequivocal during your tenure as mayor. This is evidenced by so many accomplishments while serving the city. Your daily commitment to our members and public safety in general has been unwavering. And for your efforts, on behalf of the members of the Columbia Professional Firefighters, it's my honor to present you with an honorary membership to the Columbia Professional Firefighters, IFF, Local 1055. Your friendship, both professionally and personally, with our members will remain regardless of your position in public service. We'd like to welcome you to our family, wish you the best in your future endeavors, and look forward to working with you again on the important issues facing the firefighters who graciously serve these citizens of Columbia. Thank you for your services, Mayor.
I'm sure the mayor will defer, but I would invite him to make any comments.
Well, good evening. It is my honor to join you for the last time at this podium as mayor of the city of Columbia. It has been my privilege to represent you these last 6 years. I have had the enormous opportunity to work with some of our community's most dedicated and talented leaders. From neighborhood association presidents and members of the faith community, business owners and entrepreneurs, to members of the city council and veteran city leaders like John Glasscock and Sheila Amon, and rising stars like DeCarlin Seawood. Talented department directors like Chief Jeff Jones and Director Stephanie Browning and Director Mike Griggs and Director Stacy Button. And hundreds of committed city employees that work hard every day to serve our community. I am so proud of everything we have accomplished since then. We've added hundreds of career-making, family-supporting jobs. We've welcomed new startups and entrepreneurs to Columbia, and we've solidified our niche in the food manufacturing corridor. We've kept our community safe with new police officers, new school resource officers, and a new police chief, and a new collaborative policing strategy with MU to better serve our neighborhoods and students of all ages. We built the Molly Bowden Neighborhood Policing Center from start to finish. It was the first building named after a woman for a police headquarters in the country. And speaking of women, since 2016, this city council has appointed over 380 qualified women, including Kim Fallis and Robin Winokur, the first two women appointed to the Water and Light Advisory Board since it was created in 1964. Our commitment to diversity now starts at the top with the city council and the city manager all the way and permeates to our boards and commissions. So our city looks like the community it serves. And for the last 6 years, we are just one of two cities in the state with a perfect score on the Municipal Equality Index, with a non-discrimination policy that protects where you work and where you live and who you love. And we've made generational investments in our hard and soft infrastructure with local, state, and federal funding for a new Roachport Bridge and the Columbia Regional Airport. We built a world-class farmers market and a premier SEC NCAA cross-country course. We've increased Columbia's profile with new partnerships, working together with Missouri mayors on public safety and broadband and Wayfair, the U.S. Conference of Mayors on ARPA and extremism and infrastructure, and three different governors in the last 6 years on public safety and emergency response and a new cost-share agreement for highway improvements. And for the last 2 years, we did all of this while combating a historic pandemic. In 2020, our community came together for a series of firsts. Our city's first COVID case became the state's first death. And because of our healthcare infrastructure, we were the first community to test our own results and the first city in the state to adopt mask protections And thanks to each of you, the city with the highest vaccination rate and the lowest hospitalization rate in the state. I am so grateful for my colleagues behind the dais and the city employees behind the scenes that made all of this possible. And to you, our community, we have restored voter confidence in a city government that is responsive and transparent and resilient. And I am grateful for the trust you have placed in me and your elected officials and your public officials in city government. Thank you for being here. And now, would you please join me in welcoming Nick Foster, the new 4th Ward Council Member-elect, to the podium.
I, Nick Foster,
do solemnly swear
that I possess all qualifications
for the office of 4th Ward Council Member
for the City of Columbia, Missouri
that I am not subject
to any of the disqualifications
set forth in the Charter
of the City of Columbia
that I will support the Constitution
and the laws of the United States
and of the state of Missouri
and the charter and ordinances
of the city of Columbia
and that I will faithfully discharge
the duties of my office
so help me God
congratulations
thank you.
In the audience.
Sheila knows.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please join me in welcoming the next mayor of Columbia, Missouri, Barbara Buffalo.
Do solemnly swear
that I possess all qualifications
for the office of mayor for the city of Columbia
Missouri
that I am not subject
to any of the disqualifications
set forth in the charter
of the city of Columbia
that I will support the Constitution
and laws of the United States
and of the state of Missouri
and the charter and ordinances
of the city of Columbia
and that I will faithfully discharge
the duties of my office
so help me God congratulations
thank you.
And now, don't go anywhere.
Okay.
It just started.
I didn't read the italics. Thank you.
Before I lose the chance to speak at a microphone other than my own. No, stay right there. I've had the opportunity to work with Barbara Buffalo And I know that her skills and her instincts and her enthusiasm is going to place Columbia on an even more sure footing. And we are in good hands, and I wish you all the best for the future. May I ask Mayor Buffalo and Councilmember Foster to take your seats at the dais, please.
Quite service. Congratulations. Thank you.
Yes, you do. Welcome.
We're quick.
So quick. Like Houdini.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'll go ahead while the city clerk is changing out our nameplate so it adequately reflects us and invite Councilmember Foster. Nick, would you like to make some comments to the audience?
Well, I would, and thank you, Mayor. And I have to say that it's an honor to be the first to be recognized by you in your new role. Congratulations. I want to say first thanks to Ian Thomas. It is indeed a peaceful transition from him to me. And I am so grateful for the service that he has provided over the last 9 years. I've always been grateful that Ian has been my representative on City Council and someone to whom I could reach out, from whom I would hear when I did. And I intend to follow in that same way. In fact, I hope to build on what Ian has done over the past 9 years and the work of others on council to move the city forward. My wife is here, right there. That's Candace. She moved. And my daughter, Carlan. Sometimes Candace and I turn to one another and in wonder say, "You and I are married." That was not a likely thing to happen. You and I are married. We live in Missouri, and we have a daughter. We have come to embrace all of these things over time after being married almost 14 years, and we have embraced the city as well. This is where we live. This is the place that we are putting down roots deeper and deeper all the time, and I am grateful for the opportunity to look out at all of the people here, friends, and people who are contributing in so many different ways to this community. I am a bit overwhelmed. So give me a little time to settle into this seat. I will have much more to say as time goes by. Those who've heard me speak before know that will be true. I look forward to serving this city. I am now ready for the work. I'm going to give myself to being the best representative I possibly can be for the Fourth Ward and to serve the city as a whole. I look forward to working with the others who are here on this dais to carry us forward, to bring our passions and our skills and our desires to a joint vision of what the city is and can be. I commit myself to you in that way and am humbled by the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick, and I'm sure I reflect the rest of the council when we say it's a pleasure to serve with you on this. You and I have got to know each other well over the last, you know, however many years, but also the last 4 months of intensive campaigning, and I say it was a pleasure. So now I have the privilege of getting to say my own remarks, and my first one is thank you to Mayor Treese. Thank you for establishing, you know, a confident city council, good working relationships within our city staff, and also outreach within our community. So appreciate that. I also apologize. I'm never going to be as eloquent as you, and I will just be my authentic self. So that's just me. I also want to say, you know, thank you to the broad support that we had during the campaign. You know, Columbia is a diverse community. We represent so many unique individuals. And it was a pleasure to knock on all the doors, to meet all the people at forums, but also to connect with everybody. So I appreciate that. And, you know, regardless of who people voted for, we all represent Columbia up here on the dais. And we want to make our decisions as we move forward. So keep being engaged, keep being involved. A personal thanks to my ragtag group of friends who helped me with this. Being a non-professional politician, I knew how to do the job, but how to get the job, I had no idea. So thank you for those friends and your skills. I want to say, obviously, a thanks to my family, my husband, Luke, my daughter, Eleanor, and my son, Benjamin, who is hoping there's cookies in the conference room after this, the reception. Okay, good. She confirmed there's cookies. So thank you all for your support. I think during the campaign, we talked about how that was the hardest, and then we're now talking about maybe it's going to continue to be a little bit of work for 3 years. So thank you for having my back. Thank you to my family in, well, Luke's family in the audience, the Buffaloes and the Little Buffaloes at the back. Appreciate all your support. And I also have family watching online because I have family all over the world. And so thank you to them for their support throughout this. I do want to say today was my grandmother's 112th birthday. My grandma was Eleanor Barbara, who my daughter and I are named after. And I asked my aunt about her a few months ago, like, tell me more about my grandmother, because she passed away when I was very young. And I found out that she was 4'11", and she was extremely strong-willed. And so I realized, oh, I take after her very much. And her nickname was the Mighty Mite. And she would say that you can achieve anything as long as you work hard for it. And so I look forward to working hard for this community. I look forward to moving us forward, working on our consensus, and working with these amazing individuals who are up with me at the dais as we move Columbia forward. You know, it's been 27 years since Marion McCollum was our first and only female mayor. It is a privilege and an honor, and I believe the words you used, Nick, were overwhelmed and humbled to be on this dais, and I especially feel that as the second only female mayor for the city of Columbia, and also serving on the only female majority on the city council. And I take that with heart, and I take that with conviction to work hard and continue to support our community so that everybody has that ability to live a satisfied life, as Ian said, Darwin would say, but also, you know, just the ability to thrive. And so with that, I think we can start getting into the business of this special meeting before we break into reception. So my first role as mayor is the appointment of our mayor pro tem. And it was with this that I got to thinking about who for mayor pro tem, as Columbia has just elected its, you know, second female mayor, and as we're thinking about this, and I was thinking about who I wanted to represent. And I would like to make a nomination for Andrea Wehner, Councilmember Wehner, to serve as our mayor pro tem, and do that in part because, Andrea, you impressed me when you were on the Human Rights Commission and your conviction for leading meetings, but also for, you know, the voices I hear you standing for. And so I would welcome a second for that nomination.
Second.
Any comments? All those in favor of the nomination, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. And then we have two other, small things. This is, the boring part of the meeting. I apologize, but it's very important. The first is that we have council liaisons to the New Century Fund and to our Collaborative Adaptive Management Stakeholder Committee. Tradition has been for the New Century Fund, which is a nonprofit fund that the city operates. Tradition has been for the mayor to serve on that. So if it's the pleasure of council, I would like to continue that and have myself serve as that. Is there any objections?
Objection.
Okay. And for the second, I was going to ask Carl Scala. You have served as the stakeholder committee appointee for the CAM stakeholder committee, and I was going to ask whether or not you would be interested in continuing in that capacity.
I would be happy to do that.
Okay. Any objections to having Carl serve?
No objection.
All right. Then so moved. Thank you. Are there any other items that council may wish to consider? Hearing none, I would like to invite everybody into Conference Room 1A and 1B for the reception, and then y'all can stay around for the 7 o'clock City Council meeting. Your voice will be heard.
What a crowd.
All right, we are adjourned.
What a crowd.
I guess we give it.